We all have the same potential that the Christ had. And
you have to believe it.
Yeah. That used to bother me. I used to think, there he is. He was a special being, and there was no way he was going to fail, and he'd come down and did everything right. And I always thought, but you know, how can he understand somebody like me that doesn't have all those abilities, you know, that screws up a lot, or makes mistakes, and or goes through certain struggles. But when you factor in reincarnation, and with the statement by John that said, there are many other things which Jesus said and did, which if they could all be written, the world could not contain the books. So that's definitely more than the 3 years we see in the Bible. He definitely had many, many different lifetimes. So he struggled through those many lifetimes. So whatever you're going through, he went through. And he understands. And that brings him down to, somebody that we can emulate rather than somebody so distant from us that we can never be like him.
They've okay. all gone through this phase of humanity like we have, and they've evolved beyond it.
Yeah. Okay, well, now we'll talk about one of the most important barriers to creating a molecule and the oneness necessary, and that's grievances.
That's a what?
Grievances.
Yeah. People, and a lot of people that have dropped off, it's because of some grievance. They'll say, well, so-and-so, he's just a terrible person, and I can't be in the group if you're going to put up with this guy. You need to throw him out or else I'm going to leave myself. And people, when they get offended, will make statements like this, and they'll find somebody in the group. Matter of fact, another person in the group that had a grievance who has left, I asked him, he was talking about, well, I was working with a couple people in the group and they betrayed me and blah, blah, blah. They offended him. I said, well, find somebody in the group. Who in the group do you feel like you can get along with? And he says, nobody. He says, they've all betrayed me.
Well, then this isn't a group for you.
Yeah. So anyway, he's left and he hasn't come back. Nice kid, but he has these grievances that he just lets consume him. Yeah.
Well, I know who you talked about, and he had a grievance against me. And so we got together and spent an hour and a half resolving this conflict. And I said, now, do you feel like we've resolved this conflict? He says, yeah, I think we've worked our way through it. So we shook hands, gave him a hug and everything. And then the next gathering, it's like I went to give him something that I'd written. He said, I'm not taking anything from you, and yada, yada. And I never saw him again.
Yeah.
He didn't really
let go of the
grievance.
The
grievance, no.
Yeah.
I did. I was good friends with him.
Yeah, you let things rub off you pretty good, Curtis. Yeah.
I once heard a wise man say that every group must have one Rick in it. I don't really know what that means, but just that I've heard. I don't know. Maybe you can clarify what that means.
Yeah, good old Rick Adet. He was one that actually started the Keys, and he did a number of things to offend people. And
women would leave because of something he said.
Oh yeah. So anyway, I made the statement. Well, if Rick, we didn't have Rick in the group, we'd have to create Rick because we need practice in overlooking things. Now, some people What were your feelings about Rick Rain? Did you handle him okay, or what did you think about him?
His personality was quite strong. He had a very strong personality. And as long as you could overlook that, you could. I was fine with him. But boy, he was polarizing. A lot of people, Larry Woods had a beef with him, and I thought Larry would be with us forever.
Yeah.
Larry had such a strong testimony, and then he got a beef with Rick, and I'm thinking, you can't overlook that.
Yeah.
That was
disappointing that old Larry left us over Rick.
Old Larry left you over Rick.
Larry Woods.
Larry Woods.
Not Larry.
Matt Kennan.
He's the guy that presented you with the sword.
No, that was Brian. Brian Smith.
Oh, okay. I thought Larry.
Yeah. Larry was the one that looks like Santa. With the guitar.
With his guitar, yeah.
Yeah, look at
that. Sings.
But grievances is a terrible thing, and it's amazing how they will surface some. A lot of people suppress their grievances. They'll think, especially after they hear my teachings on it, they'll think, well, I'm a good person, so I must not have a grievance. So even though he feels really negative towards somebody, he doesn't want to admit it, or he doesn't want to bring it up because he thinks, well, that would mean I'm not going to be molecular material. But if you do have a grievance, the best thing to do is bring it up right away, because if you let it
fester,
yeah, it'll just grow and grow until when it does come out, then it'll come out in such a negative way that... It's very destructive.
On the other hand, there are not so pleasant qualities in another person. Just use the lion principle.
Yeah, yeah. So
just overlook it.
Yeah.
Don't hold on to the grievance.
The lion principle.
Has anyone here had a problem with the grievance? One thing I like about most of the people here, or just about all of you, is you kind of let things rub off you pretty good. Hard to offend.
I think I did.
I haven't been able to offend old Ed here yet.
Well, I think it's by understanding that we get over things. We understand that everyone has a formula of their personality and all their lifetimes of experience they're working through. We're all going through our own individual challenges, and we have to understand.
Yeah.
I had, and I walked it out.
Now, if you're married, your marriage partner has more power to create a grievance in you than any other person. And if you're married or have a very close friendship, then you have to watch very carefully. Now, there's been a couple times in our marriage that Artie said something to me or did something that I think I felt a grievance begin to form. And when I felt this, I thought, because I understand the principle and how it works, I thought, well, first of all, I think it's silly that my emotional body is feeling upset about this, because mentally it makes no sense. It's because it's a really small thing. You know, I should be able to dismiss it, but there's been a couple times I haven't been able to, so I just sit down with her and I say, okay, Artie, you said this, and it makes me feel this way, and so I have to get this out. And when I've done that, then it's just disappeared, you know, and she was very gracious about it.
And what happened to her?
Her? I give her a spanking.
He probably learned it from you.
I never learned it.
Yeah.
The best
just joking for those hear the audio here.
The best opening line for that, Joel, is there's something I want you to know.
Yeah.
And what's that? Because it sets the mood. And then you say, well, when there's something that you did that upset me a little bit, and I want to clear the air, and there's something I want you to know. And just go from there and just let it out.
Yeah. Yeah, just sit down. And now, if you have a grievance, you should go to the person that's the source of that grievance, and instead of just shouting at them and letting them have a piece of your mind, say something similar to what Curtis said was, there's something I need to tell you. When you said this, it made me feel this way. And I don't know why I'm affected negatively, but it just affects me negatively. Now, when you say that to him, if he says, oh, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, and then the negative feeling will just dissipate. But if the person takes it personally and says, well, you deserve to feel bad. Then what will happen is the negative energy will leave you because you've done your job and rest upon the other person who wasn't able to have empathy for you and understanding. And so he will turn negative. But you'll be okay then. So the key is to always communicate the grievance if it doesn't go away. Now, sometimes there's small things happen. You may think, well, that was an irritating thing that person did, and then it's not enough to create a grievance. You know, you just think, yeah, it's kind of irritating. But if it festers more than a day or so, then you may have a problem, and you have to communicate that and let it work with that other person that's causing the problem until it goes. Now, Curtis was mentioning about he had this communication with this individual, thought it worked out, but he kept the grievance. He didn't let it go. Now, Curtis had no problem. He just let the whole, he didn't have a grievance to begin with.